Isn't friend the best? Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Vasantino is singing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes live to the show Will Sterling, Tori Hathaway, and Western Avenue comes back for another visit. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now, because she always wanted a purple dinosaur as a pet, Josie Passantino.
Thank you, Alan, for that very interesting introduction. I appreciate it. So, hey, everybody, and welcome to The Josie Show for another amazing episode, and we're very glad that you're joining us again tonight. I hope you guys had a really, really great week. We, once again, had a very productive week. It was a lot of fun. We got to do some really, really cool things, getting ready for Halloween pretty soon, so we're, you know, buying candy, getting cool little treats, gifts, you know, all that fun stuff, you know, so when the trick-or-treaters come at our door, because I can't trick-or-treat this year because I'm 18, I'll look weird. I know, I already tried to ask, and my mom said no. But I get to hand out the candy this year, so it's going to be very, very exciting. So, yeah, we've been kind of getting prepared for that. So I'm very excited. I love Halloween. Yay! But yeah, anyway, tonight we have a very, very awesome show for all of you. So here's what I got planned for the next couple of hours or so. Tonight I look forward to speaking with my guest Matt with Western Avenue, Will Sterling, and Tori Hathaway. So it's going to be a great show with these three amazing talents, and you'll get to hear our our fun chats, great interviews, some awesome music, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be fantastic. I'm excited. And remember our disclaimer, we are live, so anything can happen, and usually it always does. So, but that's why we love our live shows, isn't that right? My producer
coming
on the I heard the little beep, so I know you were coming on. Yeah.
So just to go with that whole we're live thing. So we're having some weather, and just in case the weather is knocking us down and you can't hear us on our player or anything like that, just go to blogtalkradio.com, BlogTalkRadio. blogtalkradio.com, and in the little search bar type in Josie Show, JOSIESHOW, and you'll be able to hear us through there as well, just in case our player has.
We have backup.
Yes, there is backup. Want to let everybody know that ahead of time. All right.
Important.
So, yeah,
thank you.
Exactly. Sure, sure.
Awesome, awesome, because you never know. Yeah, it does look really bad out there. Yikes. Okay, so yeah, we do have backup, so if you want to go to blogtalkradio.com/Josie Show or just type in the search bar on blogtalkradio.com, Josie Show, and I pop up. So yes, so just do that if you have any trouble. It's no problemo. And so I hope everybody is just excited as ever. I am. I'm very, very excited. And also you could check out our past episodes. You could check out our archives, now arranged by season. So you could do that or visit our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show and our episodes of The Josie Show Special Edition. And we are also rebroadcasted on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time zone on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, located at fcnr.net. So you could hear a rebroadcast of our live shows there as well. It's a mouthful. There's a lot of places you can check us out. So please make sure you do that. And before we put on our next guest, I do not want to keep him waiting. Our first guest, sorry. We currently have 13 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out by going to our website, same place, josieshow.com, and click on the special editions tab, and we have episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, our Ray Price tribute show, my full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, and Sammy Sadler, who survived the Real Murder on Music Row and shared his story and amazing music with us. So that's, you know, you can check those out now in the archives. But also, if you tune in on Monday, October 21st, for our 14th special edition episode, we will bring you a live interview with Caroline Cole. So that's going to be a really, really good one. So please make sure you check that out, October 21st. So now let me put on my first guest. I got that right this time. And let's please give a warm welcome to Matt Williams from Western Avenue.
Hey, hello, Chelsea, Matt. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing so good. And I just want to say before we get started here, congratulations on your fourth anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I can't believe it. Four years. Like, just, wow, insane.
It's been I've been a long time listener too, so it's been pretty cool. I just want to thank you guys for having me back on.
Oh, thank you. Anytime, my pleasure. I always enjoy getting to have you on the show because, you know, we love you as a person, but also we love Western Avenue. I think you guys are all fantastic in the band, so we're very excited to have you.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm excited too.
Yes, it's going to be really, really good. I'm very excited, you know, to have you back on the show so we could catch up from our last interview because you have a lot of things going on since we last chatted. So we got a lot to cover. I'm excited. All right. But first, I kind of want to start here in the beginning for those who, you know, the new listeners that missed our last interview, which you could find in archives. You could, can you tell everyone all the members of Western Avenue and all of your roles that you all play?
Yes, definitely. So my name is Matt Williams, and I play guitar and I sing in Western Avenue. And then we also have Nikki English, who is our beautiful female vocalist, and she's amazing. And we also have Keith Robertson, who is a phenomenal guitar player and vocalist. Mm-hmm. So all three of us sing, and we do a lot of three-part harmony stuff. And, it's been quite the road since I talked to you last.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, you three, I mean, I said it already, you guys make up a great, great team. And you could tell by the music, and we have a couple songs here of yours tonight. But I know people are wondering how you all came together. Like, were you friends before and kind of had that common bond? Or what happened? What put you guys together?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. myself and Keith, we actually taught together at a music store up here in Canada. And so we were teaching together, and Keith had been backing up a great Canadian artist named Tara Lynn Hart. And Tara had a music school kind of going on the side, and Nikki was coming down and taking vocal lessons from Tara. So long story short, Nikki had booked a show at a club up in Peterborough, and she needed two musicians to back her up. So she called Tara and was kind of, you know, asking for recommendations. And Tara recommended Keith, and then Keith in turn called myself. And the three of us got together at Tara Lynn Hart's music school, and it was pretty evident when we first started jamming. I think the first song we played was Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Oh, that's a good one.
And,
yeah.
oh, it's so good, so good. And just the way that our voices blended in that three-part harmony, we could tell that we were on to something special. So that was pretty cool. And then, funny enough, the show actually that we got booked to play never happened. The club closed down 2 weeks later, and but we kept jamming, and myself and Keith were doing open mics at this one bar in Cobourg, Ontario, basically every single Friday. So we invited Nikki to come up, and the rest is history. Here we are basically 7 years later, and things are really starting to roll.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow, I love how it all came together, and it was kind of a domino effect. Like, you know, this person told this person about you, and then I love how it all kind of came together. So cool.
Yeah, it was quite the story, and, we're pretty blessed that we all found each other, and it's been quite the ride.
Oh, yeah. And fast forward, you know, to now, you guys are doing such wonderful, wonderful things. I mean, you just shot a video for your song Wherever You Are. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How fun.
Yes, that was a ton of fun. It was actually our second professional video that we recorded, so it's going to be really interesting to see how it turns out. I think we get the finished product back in December, of this year. But but rewind a little bit. Wherever you are, this single we released in the States down for you guys on September 3rd of this year. And we've actually been hearing from a lot of military people in the States how it's really connected them with, you know, their loved ones overseas. So it's really cool, and we kind of had that in the back of our head. Fast forward to last Saturday, and we actually, the video is going to have like a military theme in there as well. So we shot it at out of Belleville, Ontario, and close by Belleville is the Trenton Air Force Base. So they're doing some filming. Actually, I think filming wrapped up on today. Today's Friday, yeah. So they finished doing that, and we can't wait to see the finished product and share it with everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And do you think that would be like on YouTube or, you know, I know you're going to post it on, you know, your social networking sites, but YouTube, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, hands down. As soon as it's in our hands, we're going to post it for everyone.
Okay, good. I definitely am very excited to check it out, and I'm going to post it everywhere when it comes out. So you can, you know, we'll promote that bad boy. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
No problem. We'll definitely do that because I'm very, very excited because the song is fantastic. So I could just imagine the music video for it. I know it's going to be just incredible. So I'm very excited for it. And the song, you know, for everybody that didn't hear the song yet, we do have that right here with us. So I'd love to, while we're still on the topic, I'd love to play that right now.
That sounds amazing. Yes. And so this is our single, Wherever You Are. And we released it in the States on September 3rd. And we're pretty pumped up about it. So hope you like it.
They will. I know they will. So let's do it right now, wherever you are. Check it out. Here we go.
Sometimes I feel like we're two souls scattered on the wind together for a moment and carried away again. Every time you leave my side, I stumble in shades of blue, and the only thing I think about is getting back to you. I wanna be
You Are by Western Avenue. We have Matt Williams here right now from Western Avenue. And that is such a beautiful song. I absolutely love it. I mean, I've heard it plenty of times before now, but I just it still just gives me goosebumps. It's incredible.
Thank you so much. That's it's one of our favorites too. It's actually one of our favorites to perform live. And just looking out into the crowd now and seeing everyone sing along to it, it's pretty pretty surreal. So we're pretty grateful for that. And it was co-written by actually Nikki and our amazing talented friend Dave Woods, who is an amazing lyricist up here in Canada. So kudos to Dave for coming up with those lyrics.
Absolutely. Such a great song. And, you know, for those who want to purchase this song along with all of your other songs from Western Avenue, where could we go? What places do you think are the best for people to get your stuff?
Yeah, well, you can go to westernavenue.ca, our website, and from there we have links to, like, our Facebook page, our iTunes. You can get it through Amazon.com down in the States. So you can get it through all those different avenues. But yeah, the best way is just go to our website, westernavenue.ca, and you can find links to everything.
Yes, best place. So please, as your one-stop shop, make sure you go there. And also for those who want to chat with you, I know you guys are on Facebook, so that's probably the best one, right?
Yeah, chat. Definitely. Facebook and Twitter, find us on those two, and we love hearing from fans, and we love responding, too. So drop us a line.
Do it. Type in Western Avenue. Find them. And, you know, it's so cool because, you know, you really do keep in contact with all of your, you know, supporters out there. So, you know, you just type them a message on Facebook or Twitter, and they'll get back to you, so which is very important because a lot of artists don't do that. They usually, you know, have their management doing it or, you know, whatever. So it's kind of cool to directly get to the person, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And that's one thing that we love doing is, you know, we make sure we have our finger on the pulse and that we actually respond to everyone, too, personally. So that's something that we take a lot of pride in, and hopefully a lot of bands kind of follow suit and start doing that again.
Oh, yes. I hope so. And something here that I want to congratulate you on, you, Nikki, and Keith, I want to just congratulate you guys because you guys were nominated in the 2013 Ontario Country Music Association Awards. Can you tell us about that amazing honor? Congrats. Wow.
Oh, thank you so much. That was really surreal and really cool. We actually... I think the award ceremony was shortly after I talked to you the first time, so I don't think we knew about it back then. It was really cool. We got nominated for Group of the Year, and it was amazing. We got to meet all the Ontario stars and you know, kind of drink with them and have fun, and yeah, it was great. It was so cool, and it really it was a huge stepping stone in our career.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool. When you first found out that you were nominated, I mean, what's your reaction when you get, you know, a call or email or text, you know, of someone saying, you know, you were nominated for this category? I mean, what goes through your mind?
It was completely surreal. I think I had to look at the email probably 5 or 6 times and actually see our name with some of our favorite bands, too, and I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. It was so awesome, and we're pretty grateful and blessed that we got that honor, and hopefully next year we'll kick it into a higher gear and, you know, hopefully win. That would be pretty awesome.
Yes, absolutely. I don't doubt it, though. I really don't. I think, you know, you guys just are fantastic. If you guys keep going on this rate, I mean, you know, the sky's the limit. Seriously.
Oh, thanks so much, Josie. Yes. That's awesome.
No problem. It's true. Just stay in effect. And your next song that we have here that we would love to play is called Highway Heading Out of Town. Can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it?
Yes, for sure. This song was another song that we wrote with Dave Woods, our amazing Canadian lyricist friend. And this song is about following your dreams and basically just putting one foot in front of the other. And just, you know, making stuff happen for you and really following through on your dreams and following that journey.
Oh, yes. Amazing message. Seriously, I think it's just fantastic. And another great song here from, you know, written by Dave. I mean, come on, that's fantastic. Dave Woods, kudos. But really cool. I love it. I love the song. So let's play that right now. Highway Heading Out of Town. You guys do fantastic on the song. Let's play it, okay? Let's do it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Let's do it. Here we go.
Some people fall in love and they stay in the town forever. Got a beautiful house and a picket fence, and they say life don't get better.
Avenue. We're with Matt Williams right now. So a question here that I have for you, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? I mean, I know you're really busy at work promoting all of your new songs. You have the music video that's, you know, about to come out pretty soon. But what other stuff are you working on or want to work on?
A couple months ago, we actually went back into the studio and we started pre-production on some singles that we're going to be releasing in 2014. So, so we got some good stuff. Yeah, we really feel these new songs are a bit of a step up from what we've what we've done before. So we really hope that that our fans and family and friends really like it. It'll be coming out probably first quarter of 2014. We'll probably release our first single of 2014. And then we're hoping to release another one probably in July, August of next year. So so we're pretty pumped about it. And it's going to be, I really think people are going to dig these new songs.
Yes. Wow. Sweet. I'm very excited about that, hearing about that, because I love your music. And I am just very thrilled to hear it, hear the new material when it comes out. And please let us know when it does. We would love to promote it for you.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah, for sure. I'll drop you a line when we do come out with it, and that would be awesome. That would be so cool.
Sweet. Awesome. It's a plan. It's a plan. And I just want to thank you so, so much for taking the time to do an update with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Josie, and thanks to your production team as well. I always love coming on here, and what you're doing is truly amazing. So keep up the great work.
Oh, you too, you too. And please tell the rest of the band I say hello, okay?
Will do, will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Talk to you real soon, okay?
All right. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Awesome, awesome. Matt Williams, everyone, from Western Avenue. Awesome, awesome. That was a great update. And remember, you can check out the first interview that we had on archives. At josieshow.com. And I also want to give a really quick reminder that just in case of emergency, if you cannot hear us on josieshow.com, we do have another place that you can hear us, just, you know, for emergencies. You never know. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/josieshow. And that's all you got to do. Blog, B-L-O-G, talk, D-A-L-K, radio, radio.com/Josie, Josie Show. And just, you know, go there. Oh, yeah, Josie Show, all one word. So please, please make sure you do that if you can't hear us right now. Well, I mean, wait.
Yeah. Well, and if you can't, you can't remember
all
that.
If you can't hear us and there's not an emergency, then...
Yeah. if you can't remember all that, just go to either Josie's personal page or the Facebook page or Country Blast Radio or Josie Show, and the link is right there. You just click on it, take you right to the Blog Talk player where you'll be able to hear while Live 365 is having a moment. All right, there you go.
Perfect, perfect. And I know before Ellen is like, how are they going to go to the site if you're giving them the link and they can't hear you? Well, I mean, if you could hear us and all of a sudden it goes out, for emergency purposes, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Josie Show. But yes, check that out. Please, 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 please. And it's on our links as well on our, you know, Facebook and all that fun stuff. So now, next guest is the wonderful Will Sterling. Everybody, here we go. Here he is.
Hello.
Yes. What's going on, everybody? Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful, Josie. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm very excited to be talking with you tonight. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I'm very excited to get to know you a little bit better. We got some really cool, fun questions for you. And also we get to play a couple of your songs tonight. Woo!
That's awesome.
Yes, yes. So I do not want to keep all of the supporters waiting because I know they're very excited to hear from you. So how about we start here, kind of rewind a little bit. Can you share with us, you know, a little bit about how you started songwriting and your inspiration when you first got started? Do you remember first time?
I do. Yes. I got started in junior high. I actually had a poetry teacher that saw something, and she kind of pushed me that way, and that's where it all went from there. It started out rock and roll, and then it went country, and it's been a fun climb.
Yeah, absolutely. So you love all sorts of genres. I mean, you know, you don't limit yourself. You like music. I'm that way too.
That's right.
Yes, yes. And I have to say, speaking about your love for all genres, you've played in several bands earlier on in your career. Can you tell us how you know, country music found you, or how you found country music, whichever, or, you know, when did that come to be?
That's a funny question. I started off, you know, playing pretty much cover songs in a rock and roll band. And then I went off to writing my own stuff in a different rock and roll band. Well, this past year, my father had hit me up in the corner. He's like, hey, you really need to write a country album. And I kind of pushed him back a few times. Like, I really don't want to. And then I went ahead and did it, and 2 weeks later, I got signed by TMG Records after writing a country album.
Wow. Wow. So it really picked up after that.
it did, and I hated to see my dad do the I Told You So dance, but, you know, at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool how you kind of just, you know, you tried it and you liked it, so it worked.
It did. It was, you know, most of my songs have a lot of truth to them, and it was just really easy to write.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love your songs. I heard them, you know, before the show and, you know, when I first actually found out that you were coming on this show, when we were doing, you know, our research and checking out your songs. I love it. And there's one that called Facebook Hick, which I'm about to play in just a second. But the titles of your songs just, you know, they grab people's attention. You know what I mean? I love it. And, you know, who would you say, though, are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
Oh, Lord, that goes back from, you know, Johnny Cash, David Allan Poe, all the way to Jason Aldean, Steve Bryant. I don't really have one that I love country music. I mean, I love all music, but country music really has been dear to me my whole life. I just didn't want to sing it.
Sorry about that. It completely cut out. But, yeah, absolutely. You have the greats there, seriously. It's a big list there of all the greats. I love it. And, you know, speaking about music, though, I know you know, like I said, we have a couple of your songs here that we're going to play. But can you tell us a little bit about some of, you know, the music that you currently have out right now, you know, Circling the Web? Where can we go to purchase it, all that fun stuff?
Purchasing it won't be available until February when the record label releases the album. It'll start off as a hard copy on the shelf, and then it'll go to iTunes and all that good stuff, CD Baby, all those places.
Awesome. Not for
purchase yet. They're right now they're building, I guess, building hype would be what I would call it, I guess.
Right. Okay, perfect. I can't wait. We'll definitely promote it. Just let us know when it, you know, all happens, and we'd love to promote it for you.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Josie.
Anytime. And also, can you give everybody, you know, the links to any websites or social networking sites where people can keep up with all of your latest news and chat with you, get to know you?
Sure. They can go to Google and just type in Will Sterling Redneck Country. It'll pop up every site that I have, the Reverb Nation, the Facebook. Those are my main two that I work. The rest of them, there's so many out there, but Facebook is my main one that I interact with a lot of the fans. If they have a question, they're more than welcome to get on there and inbox me, and I answer every question myself personally. So
perfect.
I love to hear from folks. So.
I love that. I mean, I mentioned that with my first guest, that it's very rare to, you know, have artists kind of themselves respond to fans and show their appreciation to the fans, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, management and all that interesting, all those people, people usually, you know, kind of take the reins on that one. But I love that you personally talk to your fans. It's important, you know.
I have a relationship with a lot of my fans. You know, it's really nice just to know their background, their walk of life, and what draw them to me. That's a big deal for me.
Oh, yes, definitely. I love that. So please make sure you follow, add, all the fun stuff, subscribe, Will Sterling. And so now I'm ready to play some music, okay?
Okay, sounds awesome.
Awesome. So let's play the first song that I mentioned that has a very, very awesome name to it, and it's a great song. Everyone, please, let's play Facebook Hick by Will Sterling, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Okay, Will?
Okay.
Awesome. Let's do it right now. Let's play it.
Mm-hmm. song pop cranked up all night long. Well, I got requests from Nashville. But my friend counts 200 strong. Pigs at 2 o'clock. Work on my farm, well, it never stops. And Facebook, man, you've made it hard to sleep. Song pop with my mom, she's hard to beat. Just got tagged. An Instagram picture of me and my dad. An online yard sales, they are hard to beat. Who is this girl that keeps poking me?
Facebook Hick by Will Sterling. I love that song. We definitely have to put that on Country Blast Radio, our radio station, because it's just such a great song. I love that line, who's this girl poking me? Because it's so true. I mean, people just poke you on there, and it's just, I don't know whether to be, you know, offended or flattered. I mean, I don't even know. But I think that is just fantastic. It just proves Facebook, you could just pretty much do anything, you know, and Farmville I just love. So this is a perfect song. Okay, story of my life. I love it. And where could we, we were wondering, you know, if you're working on any other projects that you could tell us about. I know you're, you know, promoting, you know, these songs, of course, but what else are you, do you have kind of planned?
I actually have a plan for a new album. As soon as we get this, I'm already actually got the new album half wrote. I'm going to take a little bit different turn on this next album. It's going to be a mix of southern rock with country.
Okay, cool.
So, I'm kind of excited to get into that project there. I'm going to self-produce this next one. I was kind of, my creative control was kind of, you know, you've been dealt with the music business. They kind of tie your hands a little bit. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to untie them for my next album.
Perfect. Do it. Awesome. I know it's going to be real good because it's going to be truly you, you know. Nobody's going to kind of fix it. So it's going to be real good. I know it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm very excited. You have to let us know when that comes out. We'd love to promote it or, you know, anything you'd like to promote, please just let us know, okay?
I'll sure do it.
Awesome. And another song here that we have of yours, last song of the night from you, is called Redneck Romeo. So let's play that now, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Let's do that right now. Here we go. Redneck Romeo.
that's not wrong. Riding down a dirt road, making a show. Grab another beer, get ready to go. I'm a get right, date night, truck ride, mudslide, redneck Romeo.
By Will Sterling. And in the chat room here, I just want to read a message here from Gonzo. I hope I'm saying that correctly. In the chat room, he says, I play a few songs with him around 7 or 8 years ago. Lefla, we came here to Cali from Arkansas. Ooh, do you know him?
I do know him. He is a great guy.
Awesome. Yes, he's listening. And also he wanted me to tell you, to let him know, tell Will next time to let me know he's going to be here. That way I listen from the start and not to find it out on Facebook. LOL, LOL, and a little sticking out tongue. That's funny. Oh my goodness! I love it. That's so cool. So you got a nice friend here in the chat room. You got tons of fans here that are in here that are listening in to the show and supporting your music. So it is a good night. Now I have some fun questions for you if you are ready.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun. I am ready.
Awesome. So the first one here. While performing, have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment? Anything you can recall?
Yeah, I actually can. Back in my younger years, we played rock and roll. There was a group of women that would tear my shirt off every show. So I thought I would get them back, and I would get some boxer shorts with some flames up them, and I would just drop my pants on the table. That was a bad idea. I lost the boxer shorts, too. So
we
learned to never do that again. Never do that again.
Right. Lesson learned.
Definitely.
Oh, that's hilarious. We've heard a lot of wardrobe malfunctions, so those are always fun. That's hilarious.
It's funny.
Well, at least you learned, you know. It's all good. That is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love that question. We always get good answers. The other fun question here for you, what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
I like to fish. I don't do much hunting. I'm not real crazy about the cold. But I love to fish. I love to drop my four-wheel drive off in the mud. That's probably my favorite thing, is just to see how much mud I can get on my truck when I'm off. kind of seclude myself from everybody, you know, take one friend out. And just.
Right. Oh, I love it. Well, you need that time for yourself, you know, to get away. You need
once in a while, yeah, once in a while. Right. You're right.
Exactly, exactly. Keeps you sane. It does. I love it, I love it. And then the next question here, I love fun questions. Next fun question, who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? Who would you say? Could be a songwriter, another fellow singer. Who would you say?
Honestly, probably Gonzo. Yeah. Probably Gonzo, the one you have online there. It would probably be one of my biggest influences, to be honest with you.
Really? Awesome.
He
awesome.
Is just
yeah,
never
he...
say die.
Yeah. Wow, that's so, so cool. And he played songs with you, you know, around 7 or 8 years ago. So you never know.
Right,
maybe you guys can, you know, get back together, do some jamming. You never know. You never know.
He's been begging me to come out to California, and I've not had time to come out there, but I'm still coming out there. I hope he's still listening. I'm still coming out there.
He is. So he's going to be excited about that. Awesome. Awesome. Just putting people together on this show. Share the love. Yes, I love it. And, Will, I have to thank you so, so much for taking the time to come on the show and chatting with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I've had a ball.
Oh, I'm glad. Good. Thank you.
Thank you so
I'm
much,
so glad.
Sophie.
And next time. Oh, wait, goodness. Hold on. Don't leave. I think maybe you have
okay.
a caller. I don't know. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. I was just waved down by my producer, so I'm a little frightened because she just peeked out from a door and it scared me. Now will I give myself CPR to restart my heart back up. So what's going on?
Okay, I didn't want to lose you really quick. All right.
Okay.
So, Will, we actually have Gonzo on the line, I believe, and he would like
oh,
to
perfect.
Say hello. So let's see if we can turn him on here. Gonzo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're on with Will and Josie.
Well, he cannot call me, so I call him in the radio. Amen. Great music. Really, great music.
Thank you, buddy.
Next time, tell me good time and we promote it.
I will do that. I'm coming to California one of these days. I promise.
Yeah, but you could have told me, and we put you in New Year's Eve. We can link it to New Year's Eve, and we pass you around.
Well, next time I'll make sure to get that to you.
Okay, great. Congratulations, and I'll be listening to you. So watch
right,
what you
buddy,
say. I watch what you say. If you lie, I'll write it down, okay?
I got you. What's the symbol on the phone next time?
Call me when you finish.
I'll do it.
I love you, bro. Bye-bye.
I love you too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Awesome. That was so cool. I did not know that was going to happen, but I love it. I love getting calls on here. And before I get flagged down again, I think there is another message in the chat room for you before you go. From J.P. Zammit. A question for Will. Which male or female country artist would you like to work with and why? Ooh, good question.
You know, that's a hard question because I don't know if I'd want to go with my eyesight or go with the talent. You know, if it was the eyesight, I'd have to pick Laura Bell Bundy. She's gorgeous. But,
right.
But if I had a chance to work with any country artist, I would probably pick David Allan Coe, to be honest with you.
Yes, definitely.
That is
that's
the
a good
boldest country singer alive.
Ah, oh, that would be amazing. Awesome. Love it. Good question. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that question. That was a great question.
Yes, but that was, you know, it also could be a hard one because there's so many great, you know, male and female country artists nowadays. It's like, it's really hard.
Yeah, you're right.
Definitely. But you did a good one. That was good. Awesome. And
thanks.
Now I don't think I'm going to be flagged down, and I just want to thank you so much once again for coming on. And please, anytime, come back on, okay?
I would love to, Josie. I have had the best time. Thank you so much.
Oh, Me too. And we'll chat with you again soon, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Josie. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. Will Sterling. Woo! I love it. And thank you so much, Gunzo, for calling in, and JP Zammit for your really great question. And also want to give a shout-out to Tim Garman, who is our VIP artist, who is also in the chat room. And also Tropical Rockstar is also there. And anybody else who wants a shout-out, just let me know. and we'll have, like, a shout-out hour. I don't know. But is my next guest here in the building? Okay, perfect. Got a thumbs up. I know what that means. All right, everyone, please welcome Tori Hathaway to the show. Yeah.
Hi, Josie. Thanks for having me on your show.
Anytime. I'm very excited to have you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited. This is so cool.
Oh, I'm very, very excited. It's so cool that you are on. I mean, you are just an incredible, incredible talent. I mean, you've accomplished so much already at such a young age. And, you know, I know what everybody is thinking. How old were you when you first started making music? So when did this all start for you?
Well, I have to say, it depends on the question and what you mean by that. I started playing music by choice when I was 3. I started playing violin when I was 3 years old by choice from the lady who worked at the orchestra with my mom because she had a pretty dress. and it was the only instrument my mom didn't know how to play. And so that's when I was really introduced into playing music and learning about music. But I got my first guitar when I was 10. And by the time I was 11, I was writing songs and I was out performing all across Barrie with a backup band. And I was so excited about that. And I was learning so much, and I'm still learning so much. And I'm so glad to be working in this industry at this point.
Oh, yes. And you fit perfectly in this industry because you are an incredible singer and songwriter. And we have a couple songs of yours that we are going to play. Oh, excuse me, 3 songs that we are going to play tonight of yours. So I'm extremely excited about that. We get to hear you sing.
I hope
very, very excited. And I want to ask you, is music what you would like to do as a career, or do you have some other interests as well? What else would you like to do? Or is this what you want to do?
I think music is the place that I'm meant to be on this planet. It's the main thing that makes me happy in this planet. It's what drives me. It's what wakes me up in the morning, and it's what puts me to bed at night to wake up the next morning to make more music. It's my drive in life. It's what I want to do for the rest of my life, and I don't really know what I would do if I didn't have music.
Oh, I'm with you. And, you're so good at it, and so, I definitely can say that it's in your blood. I think you were meant to do this because you could just tell by, the songs that you do. And, who do you really listen to, though? Who are you a fan of?
I listen to a lot of different types of music, but, my big inspirations are, Reba McEntire, Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. Hunter Hayes, Dolly Parton, all of those kind of artists, some Brad Paisley in there. I love listening to all kinds of music, though. So I think I find it kind of hard to limit who my favorite music artist is.
Oh, yeah. There is so many great songs out there, but you listed some good ones. I mean, you can't go wrong with, like, Reba McEntire, Hunter Hayes, and Dolly Parton. I mean, you can't go wrong.
I think they know exactly what they want to do in life. And they know exactly who they are, and they know exactly where they're going and who they want to be in the future. And that's all that I could ever ask for.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. You got really, really, really good ones that you enjoy. And I understand, if I understand correctly, you had your EP released this past July and had, like, a really, really great release party. Can you tell us about your EP? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I did release my EP on July 10th this past summer, and I'm very excited about it. still, I can't get over the fact that, you know, I have my own CD and people are buying it and it's out on iTunes and stuff is actually happening. But it was a really cool release party. I held it at a new restaurant, Buffalo Wild Wing in Barrie, out on the patio, and we filled it. We had standing room, so I was very excited about that. You know, the first time I saw the crowd is when I walked on stage with my guitar and started singing one of the songs off the EP. And I think that the EP came out really, really well. I had a great producer working with me, and I can't wait to work with him again in the future. Douglas Romano, who is actually currently in Nashville, lucky him,
I know.
is working with me steadily at this point, and I'm very excited for the future.
Absolutely. I know you have a really big future, and I'm very excited to see what you have in store. And this EP is incredible. And, you know, I love what you said about, you know, you're very happy about, you know, how it turned out. I mean, because, you know, when you're in the studio, you know how you want it to go down, and so you do it, and, you know, you have fun doing it. But, you know, having the CD in your hand is like a whole different thing. What was your reaction when you first heard the finished product? Did it bring tears in your eyes?
Oh, well, you can talk to my mom and a good friend and business partner of mine, Veronica Lowe. We went to her house to go pick up the CDs, and, you know, she had all these boxes in her car of the CDs, and we went to get the CDs from the car, and, you know, opening up the box was really exciting, and then opening up the other box was really exciting, and then actually having it in my hands, I think I was crying and screaming at the same time. Don't tell my vocal coach that.
Definitely, definitely. I think that was my first reaction as well. A lot of screaming, a lot of crying.
A lot of dancing.
Yeah, and dancing. You can't forget dancing. Wow, that is so, so cool. And you should be proud of these songs because, you know, your EP, because I think they're fantastic, and I know everybody, all ages, will enjoy this EP, and we have a song here that we are going to play, the first song of the night, called Don't Lie to Me. Can you tell me a little bit about what this song is about, what it means to you?
I'm very excited about this song. It's my newest single. It's basically about a girl, and she's stuck in this relationship where she knows he's going out and he's cheating on her, but she doesn't want to say that it's over. And so this is my new single. I'm actually very excited about it because it was played at the CCMAs during commercial break twice.
Wow.
And it's currently number 9 on the V Radio Nashville charts, which is a very cool internet radio station, too. So I'm very excited about it. This is my new single, Don't Lie to Me, on The Josie Show.
Yes, I love that. Let's play it now. But first off, I want to say congratulations for having it number 9 and all the success you're getting with it. I love it.
Thank you.
No problem. That's fantastic. So let's play it right now. Let's do it. Don't Lie to Me by Tori Hathaway right now. Let's do it.
Echo.
to Me by Carrie Hathaway, and we're back at the Now. Yes, that definitely deserves the applause. I love it. And it's such a relatable song for all ages. And I love that. I love songs that are very relatable and have a meaning. So your songs are perfect.
Thank you so much. I wrote that song with my producer, Doug. And I'm very happy with how it turned out. I think it's one of my favorite songs.
Yes, you should be proud of how it turned out. It's just a fantastic song. And for those who want this song along with all of your other songs, where is the best place, do you think, that we could purchase all of your music?
The new EP is on iTunes. It's in some stores in Barrie, and we're working on getting it in some other places. But right now you can get it on iTunes right away.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. So iTunes for sure, and then you can put it on your, you know, iPhones and all over the place, which is that one click. So that's perfect. So please make sure you do that. Please make sure you get Tori Hathaway, her new EP, on iTunes. Please do that after the show if you can. That'd be amazing. And also, can you give everybody the links to, you know, your websites or your Facebook or, you know, the best websites that you kind of want people to go on?
Absolutely. Well, if you can log on to anything, I can guarantee you I almost have it. I either have it or I almost have it. We're working on getting it. I have my website, ToriHathaway.com, and you can also buy the songs there. I have Facebook, Tori Hathaway. I have Twitter, Instagram, but Facebook is definitely the way to go if you want to contact me.
Awesome, awesome. For me, too. I mean, Facebook just has everything. It's perfect.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. So please make sure you add, subscribe, follow, Instagram. I mean, just please make sure you do this. Tori Hathaway, you're incredible. So please, I want everybody to go there. And also to ToriHathaway.com, one-stop shop for all Tori. Do it. Do it. And also, I want to mention you've done a lot of live performances. Can you tell us what you like best about performing live?
I think my favorite part with that is not only can I connect with the audience on a totally different level than having them just hear my songs online, is that
right.
The fact that anything could happen. You know, I love the fact that, you know, I could drop the mic or I could fall off the stage or my guitar string could break. And it wouldn't be the end of the world, and people would just laugh it off. I love the fact that I don't know what to expect, and I will never know what to expect from a live performance, but I think that's what makes it exciting.
I agree. That's why I love doing these live shows, because you never know what could happen. I mean, you could accidentally mute yourself. I mean, you just you never know what could happen, and that kind of brings the excitement, you know? That's so cool.
Yeah, and of course there's the fact that, you know, it's kind of hard to dance when you're in the studio recording this stuff. And you can just rock out on stage.
That's true. In the recording booths, you know, you're limited of space. So you're not able to dance fully. But, yes. Awesome. I love that. And is there a specific moment that you could remember that you've ever, you know, kind of had a blooper live moments while performing? Anything that sticks out?
A blooper live sort of thing. Wow,
yeah.
I can't actually think of one. I have fallen on the stage before.
Really?
I was
really?
Recently
well,
at Bradford Rib Fest, which is a town near my hometown of Barrie, Ontario. And it was raining, and it was muddy, and it was a little bit soggy. It wasn't the best day to have a rib fest, but it was so much fun.
Yes.
And I fell going off the stage. I had like my white leather jacket on, and I got my leather jacket covered in mud.
Aww.
And then there was this one time. It was at Woodbridge Fair 2 years ago. I was performing with my backup band for actually it was Demolition Derby, and I was in the middle of singing a Taylor Swift song. I was 11 years old, and I look right in front of me, and there is this giant, hairy spider on my microphone.
Oh, I would panic.
It was this biggest spider I have ever seen in my life. It had, like, the eight eyes, and it was all... It was like, the scariest spider I've ever seen, and it was right there, and I couldn't get it off the mic, and it was crawling closer and closer towards my face. And I, like, after the song finished, I, like, tried to blow it off. Like, just, like, blow off the spider, and then I tried hitting with it with my pick, and then... My guitar player came over, and he flicked it off because I was too scared to touch the thing. It was hilarious. And my mom got it all on video.
Oh, she got good. You have to catch that moment on video. Wow. It wouldn't be the same if it wasn't on video. Wow, that is crazy. I would have done the same thing, though, except I would have maybe screamed and panicked, but you did it very professionally.
Well, I was singing, and there were, like, 4,000 people in the stands waiting to see the Demolition Derby, and I was opening up for it, so it's not like I could, like, just run away. If I could, I would have. It was, like, that scary spider.
Right. Wow. Well, I love that you kept going through all of that, even a scary, scary spider. So you did it. I love that. And your next song that I want to play here is called Starstruck. So let's play that right now, okay?
Sounds good.
And then we'll come back and you can tell us a little bit about this song, okay?
Cool.
Let's do it. Starstruck, right now, by Tori Hathaway. Be right back.
Thank you.
that was Starstruck by Tori Hathaway. And Tori, there is, ooh, first two flowers, that's important. love it. You have a message here in the chat room from Tim Garman. It says, great song. Loves your song.
Thank you, Tim.
Yes. I love it.
It's on iTunes.
Perfect. Yes. Amazing. It is. It's on iTunes, people. So please make sure you check it out. The EP, Tori Hathaway, in the little search bar on iTunes. Get it after the show. Do it. Do it. Show your support. And
I just want to thank her for coming on the show. Tori, you're great, but we have one problem. Everybody's putting all these dancing little smiley things while your song was on, and I can't see the chat room anymore.
Oh, because people love
Tori. Thank you for the smiley faces.
And that's because people love Tori, and the whole thing just crashed on you, okay, Alan? That's why. Okay, she's got dedicated fans. I love it. There's so many emoticons that have, like, the smiley face and the little dancing things next to it, so they're really enjoying your songs. And I want to bring on my producer here. She has something to add.
Hi, Tori. It's Tina. I just wanted to come on really quick and let you know that the Facebook messages are going crazy. People are predicting that your song is going to be at number one, that it is fantastic. You are unbelievable, especially for your age. And so you've got a bunch of new fans and a bunch of fans who already love you, who are excited to hear you again tonight.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. This is so cool. They love you. They love you. That's amazing, and it's true. So many people are really supporting you, as they should.
We got some more messages. I'm not going to read them all because there are too many of them, but apparently there are people in other countries listening to Tori right now. We got Italy, Germany, Thailand, Taiwan, Australia, and New Zealand in the house.
What? And Canada, yeah. Wow, so many countries. That's awesome. That's awesome.
This
that
is so
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is
everybody's
the best day of my
you.
Life. Thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime. That's so cool. I'm so glad everybody is enjoying it, as they should. And Starstruck, we just played it. Everybody is really enjoying it by the little dancing icon.
We got a few messages. I don't know who they are exactly, but they want to know if Tori will go to their senior proms with them. I just thought I'd
No way. Are you being serious?
that was my reaction, too. I'm like, that's hilarious. But Starstruck,
say yes. I say yes. I will accept. Where are you?
That's hilarious.
You might need to wait a few years.
Yeah, you gotta wait. I love that. That is hilarious. You have so many great fans. I mean, seriously, we can just keep going on and on about it, because just so many people just love you. And I know that people are wondering, Starstruck, they just heard it. Can you tell us a little bit about what this song means to you?
Starstruck, it's sort of based on a true story. I drew it from different feelings I'd had, like, you know, from this crush and that guy from camp and, you know, things like that. And there was always, like, one person wherever I was. And no matter what happened, whenever he walked up to me or passed me in the hallway, I went weak in the knees. And I couldn't think of what to say, and I was just lost for words. I was starstruck. And so I thought when I was writing with Doug for this album, I had started, like, doodling with some stuff, and it was like, oh, I'm so starstruck for you, I'm starstruck for you. Like, I can't even think anymore. You're just so perfect and beautiful and gorgeous. And so I brought the idea to him, and he's like, we can work with this. This is cool. And so we wrote the song, and I'm very proud of it.
It turned out fantastic for things that you kind of pulled from your personal life, and then you kind of, you know, you had the help to kind of make it and turn it into a song. And this is a feeling that everybody has gone through. I know I have when I went to public school where you're kind of just like, you know, you kind of have that moment where you really can't talk to the guy that you like, yet you kind of want to, but you're just so scared. Yeah. And so I think this is a perfect song to kind of capture those feelings, and you did a great job in doing that. So
thank
cool.
you so much.
No problem. I think that's just fantastic. And I
hey
also
guys,
want
to... we got a request here. People want to know if the two of you can either sing some SpongeBob SquarePants or something from Barney.
Oh, God.
Barney, I can do the I Love You song. I don't know the SpongeBob SquarePants song, but we were actually singing it in the car yesterday. Like, it was like we were having, like, a Barney marathon in the car. Let's
you
do
love
it.
Barney.
Do you know the song from Barney?
Yeah, do it. Do it. Which one do you know? You know the I Love You song?
Yeah, do you want to do it together?
Yeah, it sounds good. Let's do it. All right.
Okay, you want to count us in or do you want me to?
You do it. You count us in.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
I love you.
You love me.
We're a happy family.
With a great big
and a kiss from me to you.
Next.
Won't you say you love me too? Next
what
time.
Happened?
What
happened?
Wait. Goodness. Well, we did good. We have the delay.
Different countries, people. We pulled that off in different countries.
Oh, that is hilarious. But that was amazing. You sang it perfectly. It's just hard with that delay to sing it at the same time, but it was good.
Oh, I can't wait to go back and listen to how weird that sounded.
I know. It probably sounded so weird because the delay, it was like, I love you, and then I love you. It was like echo.
And then I tried to match you, so it made it even worse because I didn't know there was a delay.
I know. It was funny. But that was amazing. Thank you. Usually when I ask a guest to do that, you know, they may kind of be like, or, you know, hang up. So I appreciate it. I appreciate you doing that.
Absolutely. I will sing Barney with anyone any time of the day. He was my savior when I was three. I promise you. I wanted to be on Barney. I was that kid.
I was that kid too. Trust me. Oh, my goodness. See, I made a new friend here. I mean, it was the Barney connection.
There you go.
Exactly.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
New
BFF. Thank you,
exactly.
Barney.
Exactly. New BFF.
Yeah, we have another question here, because everybody knows that Josie's favorite Muppet on Sesame Street is Grover, and they want to know what Tori's is.
Ooh, what is
my favorite puppet or Muppet on Sesame Street?
Muppet. On Sesame
Muppet?
Street. Yeah.
Elmo.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Elmo or the Count?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Him.
Yeah, I think I actually still have one of those Elmo, Tickle Me Elmo things that I still have
in my
closet from when I was younger. It's sad. But
I still have all of my plush Teletubbies in the basement.
Amazing. See, you better keep those, because those are collectibles, okay? Oh, that's funny. I love it. And before we run out of time here, I had so much fun, seriously. I want to just let you know, we're going to play your song, Stones at My Window, to close us out on the show. We're going to do something special for you with that song. But I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Tori. I really appreciate having you.
Thank you for having me on the show, Josie. And thank you to everyone at home for sending in your questions. Hopefully you can shoot me a message on Facebook and I can answer them all.
Perfect. Please, after the show, make sure you find her on Facebook, Tori Hathaway, also on iTunes. Tori Hathaway, and just please make sure you do that. Support Tori, because she's just an incredible artist, and she has great songs from the heart. And for all ages, just please just check it all out. And Tori, once again, thank you so much. And come back anytime, okay? We'd love to have you back anytime.
Will do. Thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon, all right?
Will do.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. Tori Hathaway, everyone. She's so sweet. That was so much fun. And she's, you know, I would not be able to ask anybody to sing the Barney song with me, but she was a good sport. So that's awesome.
Is she going to remember singing that when she goes up to accept her first Grammy?
I would. I would sing it. But I think that was fantastic. And I know it sounded crazy in an echo, but that's because we are, on a big delay with the phones. But we tried our best, and, man, we did good. We harmonized a little bit. It was good. It was good. It was fine. Before we close up the show with Tori Hathaway's song Stones at My Window, I want to mention here how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. All you have to do is call this number, 331-442-5833, or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. We have introductory rates now, so there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio, so please make sure you check it all out. So Tina at josieshow.com or 331-442-5833. Before we play the song, I'm going to ask my producer to come on to talk about the VIP members, but first she's I think she's updating something or doing something. So I want to talk here before we get to that about Country Blast Radio. It's a 24/7 licensed radio station, and we can be heard at www.countryblastradio.com. You could also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/countryblastradio or on Live 365, which the website is live365.com, and in the search bar, just type in Country Blast Radio, and you'll see a picture of me with my cowboy hat with a black, I call it a cowgirl hat because, you know, I'm a girl, so it automatically changes, you know, technically, with my fancy cowgirl hat, the black one, and so you'll just find me, and there it is. And also, we're also on Roku, TiVo, your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live365 app. And even right here at JosieShow.com when we're not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Editions. It's playing 24/7 there. We play the best mix of all that is country from signed and independent artists such as new and classic country music and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dance hall music, which is kind of hard to find. Not a lot of people play it. I mean, there are some people who still play it, but we definitely supply that for all the good old Texas dance hall music lovers out there. So make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. We have everything for everybody. If you want traditional country music, there's that. You want your Billboard, the most recent country music that's out there, you can check that out too. Signed, independent artists, it doesn't matter. We have it on there. So please make sure you check it out, countryblastradio.com.
You know, Josie,
yes.
We should also let people know that this February there's going to be a few changes to the radio station and the Josie Show because I'm going to Chicago and we're going to have a big meeting. And I actually posted some ideas for some new shows on the Country Blast Facebook page for people to give their feedback on.
Awesome, awesome. So we're going to, definitely work out the details there for that, so we could make sure it's perfection. So, yes, thank you for mentioning that. So we're going to, work on the deets, and then we'll give you all the information on all of that upcoming stuff that's going to be happening. And also, last thing here that I want to mention before we get to the VIP members. Just remember, Monday, October 21st, I bring you a special edition episode with Caroline Cole. And next Friday, October 25th, my guests are Cody Del Eckridge, Caroline Rutt, and I'll bring you my interview with Dean from the Southwesters. So now let's get to the VIP members before we close off the show with Stones in My Window by Tori Hathaway. So take it away.
All right. I'm taking it away.
Take it.
You didn't even have to throw your mic tonight. Mine's still working. So
that's
woo-hoo!
True.
Which
is very rare, by the way.
Yeah, I know, right?
I just ring that
up. Now it's half dead. So,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right. Now, our Josie Show VIP members, you can find them by going to josieshow.com and clicking on the VIP membership tab. And it's very easy if you'd like to become a VIP member and get some fantastic radio and show type promotion, not to mention social pages and our site itself. All you have to do is you can sign up. It takes 2 minutes and you get the benefits for an entire year. These VIP members are Tim Garman, and you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com, and there are a couple other links for him as well when you go to the VIP page on the Josie Show site, and then you can go ahead and click on those links. It takes you straight to his pages. So Tim is constantly putting out new music. He sent us a new one here recently. It is up on Country Blast Radio, our licensed station, and it does also play on our pre-show 30 minutes here before the Josie Show starts, so at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Next is Vince Anthony. Vince Anthony, you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Constantly touring and playing shows pretty much everywhere. Great music. He's working on some new music, I'm sure. He's got a CD out. His website is fantastic. Tells you where he's going to be. Gives you some videos. You can hear some of his music. And we've got some more songs of his up on Country Blast Radio and also plays on our pre-show, so you can hear him there as well. Larry Massey sent us a new song, and you can find Larry at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, and his last name is Massey. And remember, all of these artists, you can also type in their name in the search bar on Facebook, and you can find them. They all interact with everybody on their page, so they're fantastic about that. So anyways, we've got a new song up on the station, Country Blast Radio, from Larry as well. You can also hear him in our pre-show, so make sure you check him out. He has got a beautiful voice. Next, Wayne Jacobs, consistently putting out new music. We've got that updated on our station and our pre-show as well. And you can find him at WayneJacobs.com and also on Facebook, so make sure you give him a listen. We have got a couple of brand new members, Rick Seaman. Right now, we will have a picture up of him soon. We've got his Facebook link on our site, so you can click there and you can find him on Facebook and hear some of the work that he's done, and he'll have some new music coming out soon too, some originals, so you'll be able to catch Rick here very shortly. And then we have a brand new member joining our VIP team here on the family, Mr. Brad Howard, and you can find him in a couple of different places. You can find him at reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. You can also find him on Facebook, facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. You can hear him on the Josie Show. He's got a couple of songs there in rotation on Country Blast Radio and on the Josie Show pre-show as well. So all of the links are on our page, so if you forget their name or the spelling or where to find them, either type in their name on Facebook in the search bar or go to josieshow.com. Click on the VIP membership tab, scroll down to the bottom, and you will see their pictures and their links, and you'll be able to click and get to where you need to be right away. All right? So that's that for the VIP members, and Josie, I'm going to toss it back to
Thank
you.
Thank you. Well, technically,
I have to be a VIP member, but she won't let Josie record her singing in the shower.
What? I don't know. I'm concerned, so let's just keep going. I'm a little concerned by what comes out of your mouth there, Alan. All I heard was shower and my name, so I'm kind of wanting to move on. But I also just wanted to thank all of you guys so much for tuning in and chatting with us. We had so much fun with all of you tonight. It was so much fun. Now,
hey, Josie,
yes?
We should have a contest, like, whoever could guess the actual length of your hair wins a prize.
Oh, please, no. No, I'll do a contest, but nothing to do with the hair.
Just measuring, it's okay.
Oh, just measuring?
Yeah, just measuring.
Oh, I thought he said something else. Woo! Okay, measuring's fine. Measuring's fine. I thought he meant cutting.
Well, that's an idea, too. You know, if they could guess how long your hair is, we'll cut it off and mail it to them.
Okay, see, I knew there was a catch. See, that's why you can't trust him, because there's always a catch.
I'll pull out a strand and send it to him, is it?
No. No. All of a sudden, you're silent.
Do you know how many bald people you could help with that hair?
Yeah, actually, I really could. Definitely. I actually do that. I think I did it a few times with Lots of Love. Remember I did that before?
No.
Well, a few times. Yeah, well, I mean, not a long, long time ago. You know.
So fast.
Yeah, really. But, yeah, I love doing Lots of Love. I might actually do that when I, you know, get it a little bit longer. You know. But, yeah, definitely. I love that. Yes, definitely, definitely. And so here we go. To close us out, everyone, please, let's play the song Tori Hathaway with Stones at My Window. Good night, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning in to The Josie Show. Chat with you guys next time. Remember, this Monday is on October 21st. We have Caroline Cole, and next Friday, October 25th, our Cody Dell Ackridge, Caroline Red, and I'll bring you my interview with Dean from Southwester. So now let's hit it. Good night, everybody.